on campus
and online.
Check it out.
This is URN.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are listening to Slater and Sutty on URN. We're very excited. This is our first real Christmas show, and we're going to start you off with a bit of Christmas music to get you in the mood. This is one of our favourites.
One of our absolute favourites, I'll say. It's just, oh, listen, it's just a cracking Christmas song.
There's the bells.
This is University
Radio Nottingham. Leona Lewis, One More Sleep. Making us feel very Christmassy in the studio. We're both wearing Christmas attire today.
We are. I've got a Christmas hat on and my Christmas jumper. You'll hear much more about that in the colour game, of course. Today, we've got lots of new features featuring something about, well, we've got a new person on the show. I mean, this is hosted by two people, by Slater and by Sutty. But we also have a new part of the show. She's someone called Kirsty. You might recognise her.
Maybe busy as a bee at home and just want to chill out.
You might.
I mean, because she does just sound exactly the same as Georgie.
DJ! This is URN.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
Now is the time to play something for which there is now a jingle.
I think that's great.
So, what?
Such a massive range of voices.
It's great.
There's in real song or really wrong, in case you haven't played, and where have you been for the last few months? Nick is going to read out some weird and wonderful lyrics.
He's in the middle of an overreaction, a little crying and a massive tantrum.
Ooh, I don't recognise it, so I might say really wrong. Yeah, did you make that up?
I mean, I don't know. That was my half and half, because I don't have a noise. Because it's both and not both. It comes with a story attached.
Right, okay.
It's a reworking of Chain Reaction. So, when I was younger, I may or may not have been a very stroppy child.
And a big Steps fan.
It was my brother that was a big Steps fan. So, my brother, when I would throw a strop on holiday or at home, he would come up with this reworking of the song to unnerve me even more.
Right, that's a very creative way
so, yeah, so I would be throwing a tantrum and Greg would start singing to me. He's in the middle of an overreaction, a little crying and a massive tantrum.
Very clever of him. He must have been about eight.
8 to 10, yeah. It would literally, because that's what he says, Nick, you're doing an overreaction. I'm like, I'm not overreacting. And then he'd sing the overreaction song.
Oh,
and
is that what it was known
as?
Yeah,
the overreaction song. And then Dad would chuckle and Mum would try and hide laughing and I'd just be crying.
Oh, no.
On campus.
And online.
Check it out.
This is URN.
And you are listening to URN University Radio Nottingham with the Slater and Sutty Christmas show.
Oh, the Slater and Sooty.
Slater and Sooty.
It works better when it's written down.
It does, you see.
So we're going to play a bit more real song or really wrong now.
It's real song.
Here we go. Take a risk, all you've got. You're on a roll, don't let him tell you not. Keep on dancing through the night. Baby, then we'll win the fight.
That sounds really nice. I'm going to say real song because you're great at lyric, but you wouldn't sit down and come up with something like that. It's a real song.
It's really wrong.
What?
You are wrong.
That's
like the first time.
That's such a good entry.
Thank you.
What we're going to do now is play something completely new. This
Indeed.
Is a girl I went to school with, a lovely girl called Ella Rothwell, who was in my year at school, and now she's gone on to the Starry Lights
of
London.
She's done very well.
Very well,
well
for
done,
herself.
Ella.
And she's a singer-songwriter. So let us know what you think. Like I said, this is Rothwell on URN with Let Me Go.
Let me go, or tell me that you owe me, darling. Let me go, or show me that you need me, darling. Let me go, or hold me like you mean it. If you let me go, no, I ain't coming home.
On campus
and online.
Check it out.
This is URN.
That was Rothwell with the beautiful Let Me Go.
That sounds so good,
so
on radio.
Good radio.
Honestly, here in the studio, her voice just sounds amazing.
Booming through.
On air. So. And I've just had a tweet.
Oh, brilliant.
See, because... Oh, so...
This is working very well.
This is what listeners should do. When listeners can't use the website, listeners turn to Twitter. Our favourite listener has done just that.
No.
Yeah, at URN, at Nick M. Slater. Great songs today, especially your friend Rothwell. Nick also has a beaut voice. Caught him singing Bootylicious yesterday. That actually just made me blush because that did happen. That's from Navreen, our top listener. What we're going to do now is play our brand new feature, which is Kirsty Allsop.
Get Googling.
Yeah, so Kirsty Allsop's Get Googling. So I was inspired by Kirsty Allsop and her love of the internet.
Yeah.
It's as if she's never known what the internet was before. She wants the internet to be your friend, and she now just wants you to get Googling. This is how the game is going to work.
I'm excited.
When you go on Google, it gives you suggestions for what you're going to search. I'm going to read out to Georgie the end of a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgie has to get the beginning. So my phone gives me three suggestions for each one.
Okay.
So this is the first one. This is kind of, I don't know if it's easy, but we'll have a go.
Okay.
You catch Ebola. You get Ebola. You get thrush.
Okay.
So I'm think of what the start of that that question. What would you type in to get the results?
Someone's trying to find out, like,
the something. It's two words. Something, something. You catch Ebola. You get Ebola. You get thrush.
How do?
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm good at
That's
this
right.
game.
Let's have this one. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Without my pancreas. With my boyfriend in Dubai. Without my spleen.
Okay. So it's all difficult situations. Mm-hmm. You've got a boyfriend in Dubai, you don't have a spleen.
You're looking for three words.
So I guess it would be something like, what shall I do?
Okay, so that would be, what shall I do without my pancreas? What shall I do with my boyfriend in Dubai? What shall I do without my spleen? I mean, that could work.
How do I live?
Yeah, pretty much. Instead of how?
Can. Yeah. Can I live without my pancreas?
I love how people need to know. Can I live without my pancreas? Can I live with my boyfriend in Dubai? Can I live without my spleen?
Nick is still wearing his Christmas hat. And the Christmas jumper is about to feature heavily in the colour game. It's our great background vintage funk grooves music.
Let's go.
If you're sitting at home, suffering from an adjective infliction,
Da-dum-dum.
Get involved with our brand new game and improve your knowledge of colour description. If you're looking for fortune and fame,
Do-do-do.
Text into URN and play the colour game. The colours of the spectrum aren't all the same, as you'll find out in the colour game.
The colour game!
Very nice.
I think my favourite bit of that is the when you go, aren't all the same. The colours of the spectrum aren't all the same.
As if everyone normally thinks
yeah,
they are.
Everyone thinks they're all exactly the same.
So we've had a few colour game entries in today, but first of all, me and Nick are going to try our best to describe what
us.
We're wearing today.
That's good, because your jumper is kind of Christmassy as well.
It is kind of,
I think
yeah.
It's more festive.
I
it's
was also
a
wearing
bit festive
mittens this morning.
You were, they were great.
Yeah, they were great. So I'm going to start with my jumper, which Nick actually called swamp green, which I thought was rather rude. I was going to say forested gooseberry.
Oh, okay. That is a lot more polite way of saying it. Forested gooseberry. That's nice.
Or snowflake fern.
Okay. Shall I go for my jumper then?
Go for it.
I did think of this on the walk in.
Okay.
And I think I would say this is reindeer red currant.
Ooh.
Crushed with clotted cream.
Oh, that's so true. That's exactly what it is.
And it makes me really hungry as well.
Reindeer
red currant.
So
crushed
true.
With clotted
so
cream.
So Nick's jumper today is like a red currant colour, very berrylicious,
mm-hmm.
and it's got reindeers all over it. He's dancing around. And then we had a text in from Chris.
Entry from Chris.
Saying,
morning, Chris.
He has got his lunch in a Sainsbury's bag, balanced precariously on a ledge. And so he's created a colour game scenario sort of thing.
That's amazing.
So he's called it Tangerine Trepidation.
Ooh, I love that.
Very good.
The colour game can be applied to anything, not just jumpers, not just clothes, to situations,
yeah,
to
exactly.
life circumstances.
Balanced precariously on a ledge. It's tangerine coloured, but it's trepidation.
Yeah.
Very good entry there.
On campus.
And online.
Check it out.
This is URN.